Hello everyone, I'm your host Yaya, and this is the Bible study. So today I have something to share with all of you a little bit during this COVID time that we all live in storm and fear, is how to live peacefully in our mind. Have you ever fear answers or fear with something that you want to do but you're afraid to doing it? You feel like no peace to doing thing or saying something. We all love peace and need it, and we want to have it every day. We want to get up with peace. We want to go to work with peace. We want to have peace at our workplace, at our school, our home, or with our friend, or even the relation in our relationship with our sibling or the one that we love. But the peace that offered by the world is an empty promise and can be only bring temporary comfort. But God's peace is a permanent peace offered by the only one who can be trusted to keep his word and heal our sin like the world we change, but his word we still remain. They always say the only one thing in the world that never change is a changing. But in my world that I believe, God is the God that keep his word. God is the God that never change, and his love we already remain. It's just like in John chapter 14, verse 27. I read it from the version NLT. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So God just saying here that he living with us is a gift. Honestly, as you know, right now it's close to the big holiday season in United States and also the world that you guys celebrate is Christmas. And the traditional of Christmas that here people always get up and try to open the gift. And of course, everybody loves to open gift. Everybody like to receive a gift. And God give us a gift. It's a gift with peace of our mind. It's a gift with a peace of our heart. And the peace that he give is the world cannot give. So please don't be afraid or don't be in trouble. This is not my word, guys. This is real writing in the Bible, John 14:27. So, example just about like COVID now, every day. You see, like in United States right now, the rate of COVID is increased. And also, it's not just in United States. It's everywhere in the world that people live with fear that what is going on? We not live like the way we used to live. We never wear mask in the market. We never wear mask at the store. We never do a social distance, like 6 feet apart. We never like see our friend at church and just wave and smile. Sometimes even though we're smiling, people cannot even know we are smiling because our face is covered. Our family this year, we was canceled for the Thanksgiving. It's because of COVID. So guys, we not live the way that we used to live. And this is very challenging us. Everyone in this world right now is very changing us because this is such a big changing of the way we live, the way we do things. But I just would like to encourage all of you that you trust in the Lord, that the Lord is with you. Receive the gift that the Lord said in John 14:27, that he give you a gift of peace of mind and heart. Just open that gift and apply it, use it in your life, that you have to be focused in the Lord. You know, there is no way currently tomorrow we come, you know. So if we can't have a chance to live today, why don't we choose to live the best? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6-7 also say, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is really, really encouraged me, because when I was, I think, 22 years old, that's when I start working and take over the responsibility of expanding, of how we spend the money in my family. So I the one who take care of that by asking my dad to retirement, stop working. And when I said when stop working in my country, he doesn't have like the retirement money. So everything, it's my turn right now to take care of the family. Guys, have you ever had experience that when you do a budget of living, like your plan of your budget is bigger than your income? If I look to the number, I will be so stressful. I will be so afraid, because it's so many questions that's going to ask me, how can I take care of my family if my income is not enough, like the budget that I'm planning, like for a month? But you know, God is so faithful. By turning and just worrying, I choose to trust in the Lord. And I believe if the Lord feed the bird, why not he feed his kid? So I just keep praying. It's just like this Bible say, instead of worrying, we should be praying for everything, about everything. What are you worrying about? Are you worrying about your future? Are you worrying about your financial? Are you worrying about like we are going to catch COVID? Are you worrying about like, am I going to die with this COVID? Are you worrying about what is my kid going to be? Guys, put that down. Put your worry at the feet of Jesus and pray about things. God is listening, and he's a God is working. He's not a God that's sleeping. He's a God of hearing. He hears every single word that we pray. He knows everything. Just ask, just pray. Besides of complaining, praying. And you will have the peace of heart and mind. So this is my encouragement to you. When you feel worry or no peace, please pray to God. Because in the Bible of Psalm 46 verse 1 to 2 said, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in time of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and mountains crumble into the sea. I said it again. Our God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear. Our God is ready. He's never too late for helping you and me. So we should put our trust in the Lord. Recently, everything, a lot of people, like Christian or non-Christian, also like, again, some people support mass, some people are thinking like mass is anti-mass. I just would like to encourage all the Christian right there that are listening to the podcast right now. You know, if the act, the love with action is a living love. So if just wearing mask make people around me feel peace, even those I don't believe in mask, that can protect me from virus, why not? It's not a difficult thing to do. But if I do this small thing, it's act up like I care about people around me. It act up to the people that they worry, that they trust in mask, make them feel peace surrounding me. I'd rather choose to doing it, because we are the light to the world. And if I doing this, making people feel peace, let's do it. Be a peacemaker. So it starts from us, that we respect and love one another. And it's okay to be disagree, to believe in something that we don't agree together. It's okay to disagree. But it's not okay to hurt one another because like they are not agree with us. Because our God is a God of love. If you like the content, then please do me and others looking for a podcast like this a favor and rate and review the show. The more stars and comments that appear, the easier it is for people to find us. Be sure to like us on Facebook at The Bible Study Podcast. If you have any suggestions, requests, or study topics, or you like to communicate with me for any reason, including connecting to talk about your heart for mission and reaching the lost, you can reach me at thebiblestudypodcast@yahoo.com. That's thebiblestudypodcast@yahoo.com. Whether it's a compliment or a critic, I love to hear whatever feedback you might have. As always, I'm your host Yaya, and this is has been The Bible Study. Have a good day, guys, and stay safe and acting with love and be a peacemaker. And please trust in the Lord. Everything going to be okay, and may God bless you.